Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach David Losey. We're talking Horton boys basketball, and what a great start to the season it's been for the Charger boys, picking up after their state tournament appearance last year. And Coach, now 8-0, including a win last night at Oskaloosa, 64-50 to begin 2024. But I want to go back briefly to December. You had one of the later games played there before Christmas, but an exciting good win, holding off a Blue Valley Randolph team 47-46. That was kind of a emotional roller coaster, but I know it had to be good to find a way to get that win there, probably going into Christmas break, huh?
Yeah, it was great. That's, you know, they're a pretty solid basketball team, very good basketball team. You know, had some tough breaks. You know, their record's very deceiving. Remind of us a little bit. They've got some length, they've got some good athletes and good basketball players. And, you know, we faced a little adversity in the second half getting down, and that, you know, we hadn't really faced that yet, and we're going to face it more often, obviously, especially second time through the league. But I thought the kids responded well. You know, we got out to a good start. We kind of let them back in the game, and that's, you know, tribute to them. You know, they forced a lot of turnovers, and I didn't think we took care of the ball very well at times. But when it came down to it in the second half, we, you know, sucked it up a little bit and took care of what we needed to and got the W. It was a tough earned win.
Yeah, one of just two victories that you have by single digits this season. Mentioned last night, winning at Oski 64-50. That was your matching your season high for points scored, even though you've been at the 60-point or higher mark, I think, in four of your eight games. So, but, you know, coming back from break, and especially that quick without a whole lot of practices and going on the road, you had to feel pretty good about the way your team played last night.
Well, for the most part, we got off to a really good start, got up double digits, and then we got a little complacent. And again, we talk about taking care of ourselves, meaning take care of the basketball for one. And if we take care of us, good things happen. And I didn't think we did a very good job of that in the second quarter. We let them, again, tribute to Oskaloosa. They did what they needed to do. They hit some shots. They really attacked the rim well. It's got some good athletes down there, and Coach Rockhold's really doing a good job with their defense, too, I thought. They're very aggressive. But, you know, we did what we needed to do again second half. We did never let them get ahead, fortunately, and we were able to spread it out a little bit in the third quarter, keep it around the, you know, 8-10-point mark. I think they got within five a couple times. But, and then, you know, down the stretch did what we needed to do. So happy with some things. Got to clean up others if you want to be, you know, one of the top teams in the league. So we're going to clean that up the next couple of days. You know, you'd mentioned not very many practices. The moratorium was a little odd this year, I thought. You know, I thought maybe we'd get an extra day. Maybe the moratorium would start on the 23rd, but it started the 24th. So, yeah, we only had 4 days of practice, and we went ahead and practiced all four. And hopefully that helped out, and then, you know, big one coming Friday.
No doubt Friday you'll be home against Mar Hill Mount Academy. But as you mentioned, Coach, I mean, you guys kind of got a target on your back, but do you like the chemistry, the makeup, kind of just the moxie of this team? I mean, obviously they have to have some confidence off what they did last year and the way this season's going, but you don't want to get too complacent either. So how would you describe kind of just like the attitude and the approach that this team is taking here at this point in the year?
Well, you know, we talked about that earlier with Brandon prior to Christmas. And, you know, these kids genuinely like each other. I do. I like their attitudes. I like the way, you know, they're a little more laid back, I guess, than I am. And sometimes that's a little bit of a, you know, I don't adjust to that real well, I guess. But, you know, they don't let a lot of things faze them. And, again, like I said, I wish we could take care of the ball a little better, and we're going to have to clean that up if we, like, want to finish strong. But I do. I like these group of kids, you know, from 1 to 20. They're great kids, and they're enjoyable. They like to come in. I mean, we practiced Sunday, and almost everybody was there. I knew there'd be family issues. You know, not a big deal. Family obligations, excuse me, not issues. But, you know, most of them are there, and they come in, and when the gym's open, they get there, and they work on things. We have fun. It's an enjoyable group. I do like them. They seem to have some confidence. They don't let things get to them too much. And, you know, I just hopefully we can keep it up for the next couple of months.
You bet. Sounds great, Coach. Well, keep it rolling. Best of luck, and thanks for your time, as always.
You bet. Thank you, Justin.
Coach Losey and the Horton boys, Locker Room Chats brought to you by the Union State Bank in Horton and Everest.